from Michael Jackson. You're listening to Caring for Carers. I'm Giles Brandreth. In this series, we'll be hearing from carers and those they care for right across the UK. Nicola Murgatroyd lives in Ryde on the Isle of Wight. Her daughter, Faith, was born with severe disabilities in 1981. Sadly, she passed away just over 10 years ago. We'll be hearing how things were for Nicola over those 29 years of caring. But first, what's the reason Nicola chose for us to hear that particular song?
It takes me right back to being with Faith, and she would play this song over and over again. And when she did, her eyes would close and she would be right into the music of the song.
She was born with a hole in her back. She had spina bifida and she couldn't walk. But she had a very good and full life, and despite her many challenges and many problems. We were young parents when Faith was born, and the shock on both of us of being told that our baby wasn't perfectly healthy, and in fact we were told that she wasn't going to survive 4 weeks. And then the journey that we went on from there, you know, with every day thinking that today would, you know, that day would be her last day, was huge on two young people, particularly as we'd both fallen very much in love with our baby daughter from the minute we saw her. Unfortunately, the immense worry, I think, over her and the pressures and the shock that we experienced, our marriage didn't manage to survive that. The learning curve that you're on is vertical. With hindsight, it's easy, isn't it, to look back on life and go, oh, that's what I would perhaps should have done. And I should have sought more support for my two other children, because they were fantastic while I was caring for their sister. They were really good and really supportive. But I didn't realise, it was only when she passed away that I realised how emotionally they hadn't got the support that they deserved and that they needed. And also my Faith's father, my first husband, and then her stepfather, who's been absolutely fantastic, seek support, because you can't, as the main carer, possibly spread yourself out that thinly. You would just break. So don't be afraid to seek support and to get help or counselling or whatever it is that's needed for the whole family.
Great advice there from Nicola Murgatroyd in Ryde on the Isle of Wight. You've been listening to Caring for Carers, produced within government guidelines and with care by John Dash Media, with the support of the Audio Content Fund. For more interviews, visit our website, caringforcarers.net, where we also have detailed local caring information.